The good news for today is found in Luke chapter 3, beginning at the 7th verse. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, John said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none. And whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked John, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them, saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So that with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Good news. You want the good news first or the bad news? You know, brain research has shown that it's actually better for us to hear the good news first because it makes us better able to handle the bad news. Isn't that interesting? And so today we hear John talking about good news, and yet it hardly sounds like good news, does it? Brood of vipers? You know, hey, you bunch of snakes out there, huh? And this repentance that he's talking about, where you're going to get chopped off or burned in the fire? That doesn't sound like good news to me. Would you like to hear some good news, huh? Today is Joy Sunday, so what good news would bring you joy this morning? What would be a word that you would want to hear? Anything at all, if it could be anything at all, what would it be? That you won the lottery? Or that you could travel the world for free? Or maybe it's you get to see the grandkids at Christmas. Or maybe it's the cancer is completely gone. You're 100% in remission. Or maybe you're just waiting and you finally learn you are pregnant. There's all kinds of good news, right? At this season, sometimes even in this joyous Christmas season, it can feel that we are short of good news, and we struggle. Well, Christmas season, I've been busy shopping a little bit, and I have been doing some of my work online. It's a lot easier that way. You don't have to deal with things in the store. And I've been looking at a website called Life is Good. They sell t-shirts and other products. And yes, Todd's sitting here. He's going to learn that he's getting a t-shirt for Christmas, among other things. But this is a company dedicated, it says on their website, to optimism and sharing good news. Life is good, it says. But we hear good news and we think, oh, it's too good to be true, or maybe it's not really going to happen to me. And we wait, right? Even Zephaniah chapter 3, our first reading for today, it sounds really wonderful, right? Lots of rejoicing. But in the first chapter of Zephaniah, it starts out like this. The prophet is speaking on behalf of God and saying, I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth. I will sweep away humans and animals. What kind of good news is that? And in Philippians, Paul is writing about rejoicing, but do you know he's sitting in prison? He's been through all kinds of struggles and tribulations. He's probably nearing the end of his life, kind of close, but he's struggling. And yet he's writing about rejoicing. So this made me think about some of these slogans on these t-shirts that I was shopping for. And one says, life isn't easy, life isn't perfect, life is good. And the other one I liked, I'm ordering this one for myself, life is short, hard, strange, and good. So what's the good news here? We hear strange brood of vipers, right? You snakes, what's the good news? But have you ever stopped to think that in the call to repentance, the good news is that God is there? We are invited to turn to God, to change over. That's good news because it means God is there. Sometimes when we hear repentance described as being cut off at the root or being burned in the fire, it sounds a little scary. It sounds intimidating. It sounds maybe even kind of oppressive. But the good news is that God is there, and we get to turn to God and be forgiven. That's great news. It's not just good news, it's great news. When we screw up in life, when our life is going all wrong, we can turn to God to start over. I think it also is saying that means you turn to God. Don't take God for granted. You can't get a good life on your own. Don't think that you can do this by yourself. You've heard me say in past sermons, optimism like these t-shirts and positivity, all that good thinking is wonderful and helpful, but it will only get you so far. True good news, true hope, is rooted in God's promises. Life might be strange and hard and imperfect, but God promises to turn how things currently are upside down. God promises to save us from our brokenness and restore us back to life. So repentance is good news. Turn back to God. Zephaniah, Isaiah, Paul, all of these people we heard from this morning are remembering what God has done for them, how God has intervened in their lives. And so that's where the good news comes from. Then Luke goes on with even more good news that we get to participate in making this life better. We get to work alongside of God. When the people come and say, well, what should we do? What should we do? The crowds and the tax collectors and the soldiers. John says, share. Share what you have. Be honest. Be gentle. Be grateful. That's pretty basic stuff, don't you think? It's not too hard. He's not saying, well, drop everything you have and start over. He's saying, work in the lives that you have. Be a part of this good news. Repentance isn't an obligation, but it's a privilege that we have. We get to turn to God. And then there's even more good news because John reminds us again, the one who is more powerful is coming. Christ is coming again. He has already come. He is coming again, and he is here with us now. As crazy as that can be to think about those three things and get our heads around it, it means we are not alone. We are not alone in this strange, hard, and imperfect life. And that is good news. So rejoice, sing, turn to God, you brood of vipers, and hear the good news. And may the peace and joy and good news of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.